What did you come expecting to hear on this Reformation Day? What would you like to hear? I happen to have some choices with me this morning. I have several possible sermon themes written down on these cards. I thought maybe we could try some on for size and see what we like. Number one is what you often get as the standard pulpit approach to the history of the Reformation. You might call this one Martin Luther, Hero of the Reformation. Talks about how Luther started it all with the 95 Theses in 1517, how bad the Roman Church was, how much the people wanted to hear the Word of God, how wildly successful Luther and his colleagues were. In this one, history clearly shows that God is on our side, that the Lutherans will triumph. Not so sure about that. Let's try the second one. This one builds on the first, but brings it up to the present. We might call this theme, Isn't It Great to Be Lutheran? We have it all. The pure Word of God, the real sacraments, genuine Christian freedom, and we're going to keep it. So much for number two. Number three, now this one seems a little different from the first two. The theme here is something like, remember the church always needs to be reformed. Yes, Luther was a hero and it is great to be Lutheran, but we also need to recognize our mistakes and we need to see the opportunities we have to change and improve. We can't become complacent. After all, the Reformation is about taking radical action. Not sure that one's any better. I'm guessing that you figured out by now that I don't plan to use any of those as the theme this morning. But I have one last card here that I think is more in keeping with the words of our text, the reading you heard from Romans chapter 3. This card is blank. It fits much better with where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Romans 3 is not just about sin in the sense that we often use that word. It isn't just about the misdeeds and transgressions that we recognize and the good things that we know we failed to do. God's law certainly accuses us of such sins and condemns us. But the law also condemns the best we have to offer. What we call good works won't make us righteous, no matter how many of them we do and no matter how difficult they are, because we are held accountable to the highest standard imaginable. Paul writes, Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin. The blank card lists absolutely everything we have to boast about in the sight of God. It lists everything that we can do to contribute to our salvation. The blank card also lists all the sins that are held against us as people who have the righteousness of God, as people who trust in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, as people who have received forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation from Him. With the promise of Christ's own righteousness freely given to us by faith, the God who created us restores us to Himself and redirects our efforts. Christ alone is our salvation. We no longer labor under the illusion that we can save ourselves or that we can even contribute anything to our salvation. We can't add anything to what Christ has done. There is indeed nothing to boast about, yet still much to be done, and certainly much to be thankful for. But it's a matter of direction. Our works are God's gifts to others given through us. They're his gifts to our family, friends, neighbors, society in general. So our works are important, but not for salvation. God wants us to have them, but they're nothing to boast about. As you probably realized, I stacked the deck a little bit in the three themes that I rejected. Those subjects, Luther and the Reformation, being Lutheran, the need of the church to be reformed, aren't bad topics for preaching in and of themselves. In fact, any one of those topics could be used to remind us of God's blessings and his work among us and through us. But that's just the point. God's gifts can always be misused if we don't get the direction right. If we begin to think that we're achieving something on our own, or if we begin to think that we have something to offer God for our salvation. Remember the blank card. That's the sum total of things we have to boast about in God's sight. That's the sum total of things that we can offer God to aid in our salvation. And thankfully, it's also the sum total of the sins, miscalculations, misdeeds, and mistakes that are held against us because of God's grace through faith in Christ. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.